number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
What's good, everybody? What's good? What's good? D-Lo and KC, it's ESPN 1320. Noon to 4, it's Kenny Caraway. As you can see, it's usually Damian Barley leading the show, but Damian is out here what's the new ride out? It's not Star Wars, but what's the ride out there? Is it Harry Potter?
Harry Potter World, I think?
That's Universal.
That's Universal, yeah. Shout out Universal.
Whatever Disneyland ride is going
on. He's on Space Mountain right now.
Space Mountain. Ric Flair. He's out there enjoying himself with Katie from the Wake Up Call, having a great time. I saw some stuff on Instagram, whatever the case may be. It looked like they're having a good time. Me, not so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dame's not here today, so do I just let you rock? How do I do this?
So let's get the particulars out of the way. You're listening to your boy, Kenny Caraway. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
I'm rocking with my guy, Jesse Tapia, in the building.
I'm in God mode.
In the big boy chair today.
Yeah, man. And we got my man Joe on the board.
The ultimate needle mover.
I don't want to use Dame's. That's his right there.
We'll keep that one out of respect.
So we got, let's see, how about this? We got Joe on the boards right now.
Hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. OJS.
We got Joe on the boards right now.
Shout out, Joe.
On the boards.
Thank you, guys.
So, we got the particulars out of the way. Niners lose a game yesterday to the Arizona Cardinals, 24-23. A game I was in attendance for.
Oh, you were there?
I was there. I was in the building. It was the first 49er game I had been to in about 5 years. It's been a long time since I made the trek down to Levi. But I was there. I was in the building. Me and my mom went to the Niners game. She enjoyed herself. It was really hot.
Nah, I bet.
So a lot of times, like, I talk about all those Bay Area people that complain, it's so hot on the hot side, on the sun side, all this other stuff. Yesterday was worth it. Like, yesterday the complaining was worth it, I think. And it was, like, abnormally hot, too. So, like, when they complain about that, it's, like, 88 degrees or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bay Area people, when they complain about the heat, it's usually, like, 85, 87 or whatever. Like,
oh, my God, yeah. I can't believe this is happening. The 87 at kickoff is ridiculous. I think it was like 98 yesterday.
Yeah, you're basically the valley at that point.
Yeah. And usually when they do the temperature, don't they do the temperature in the shade?
Ain't that how they typically do temperatures? Yeah.
So in the sun, if it was 98 in the shade, in the sun it was probably 10 whatever. Like, it was hot. It was legit hot. People on the sun side were just watching the game in the concourse. Like, they left. And they watching the game in the concourse, and I don't blame them whatsoever. It was really, really hot. But yeah, I was in the building, and I saw that whole debacle for the 49ers. And I was frustrated by that. Everybody knows when they're around me and the 49ers lose, don't text me, don't talk to me. There's no need for no conversation, especially not after. And that's another thing. That's another thing about that, boy. I tell you, yeah, yo, people want to text.
Was your phone getting blown up yesterday?
Oh, people want to text when they lose. They want to tweet when you lose, whatever the case may be. They want to put you in the mentions and all that when you lose. When I win, like, I ain't get nothing last week. I ain't get no text last week.
That's just the game, though.
I ain't get no tweets last week. Yeah, I mean, but it's cool. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. It's good. But, yeah, they already know the rule. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me after.
That's the worst, too, because you can't even watch SportsCenter the next day or whatever. Yeah, no, I can't even listen to nothing until about Wednesday.
Yeah, we didn't watch no highlight shows. We didn't watch no highlight shows yesterday. No, we didn't do that. But, yeah, so that's the deal. But, typically, frustrated getting here, frustrated whatever, and it just kind of subsides. It's like, whatever, But I'm on edge today. 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. You can call in. Matter of fact, I want you to call in.
I want to hear from TC today.
I want to hear again from TC. If you call, let him through again for the other show. I'm on edge. Not necessarily because of the loss, because I need intelligent conversation. And I'm not, there was a radio show host here in this city years ago, many moons ago, that will go on, call people stupid, idiots, and all this other stuff. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my best not to do that. But I need real adult intelligent conversation about this, because I haven't heard any of that this morning.
What are you hearing?
Oh, Kyle needs to go. Brock ain't that good. You know, this is something that perpetually happens and all this other stuff. And Kyle is showing why he's not. You know what'll happen? Like, look. So check this out. There's a stat going around now. Like, remember last year, the stat was Kyle Shanahan when he's trailing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was like he's just could never win. Like that, yeah. It's clear. Like, he's not that good. Like, he did it twice in the playoffs or whatever the case may be, and nobody really talks about that anymore. Mainly because they haven't been down in the last five games. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. They'll bring it up again. But then you've got a new one where Kyle Shanahan has lost six games where he's been up by 10 points or more in the fourth quarter. He's lost six games. It's the most of any coach out there right now, right? That's a lot. That's six. I mean, it's whatever. But Doc Rivers, I wish you'd tell the whole story. They don't tell the whole story because it's just messing with words. Did you know in the regular season, which is what we're talking about right now, and you can make the argument like, hey, the other ones in the postseason, that's tough. But in the regular season, he's something like 55-2 in the regular season in those situations, up 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he's a pretty good coach.
He's a pretty good coach, right? Like, he's not a bum. He's not a choke artist or whatever the case may be. So, but that's all I'm hearing. It's Shanahan. He don't make no adjustments. I heard TC on the Insiders, and that's my boy, TC. That's my boy. But you're getting into Skip Bayless territory. We have a lot of fun with this. We have a lot of fun with TC wanting to fire Kyle Shanahan and all this other stuff. And I've talked to TC. TC knows what he's talking about. He's a good sports fan. He knows what he's talking about. But
what are you going to do if you do fire
him? Well, that's a whole nother situation. That's why I say we talk about adult conversation. Everybody talked about his play calling yesterday and not scoring in the end zone. All right, I need all you guys to say that's the problem and that's what needs to change. Please call me and tell me the play calls that you were making in that situation. Please, let me know. Let me know. Kyle Shanahan don't make no adjustments. You tell me what adjustments you would make. Because people just throwing out whatever at this point. And this isn't even the cape for Kyle. It's just like I said. Maybe it's everybody. Maybe, it's 590 in Miami, whatever the case may be. They have these same conversations on the post-game show. And everybody who knows nothing about the inner workings of that team. And what I mean by that is you're not in the meetings. You don't know what a play call. You don't even know what is the primary focus of each play call. But they'll all tell you this needs to happen. This person did this wrong. This person did that wrong. Definitively. Well, we don't know. At the end of the day, the 49ers had an opportunity to win that game, and they blew it. Simple as that.
They did, and I'm not. There's no firing Kyle Shanahan. There's no firing Kyle Shanahan. There's no Brock Purdy isn't this, but there are conversations I think you can't have about the 49ers where there are real concerns about what kind of team they are this season.
Absolutely. I mean, so we'll talk about. And we're gonna fight with this camera as long as I need to until we get it right, but we're gonna have some real conversations. We're not gonna speak in Twitter talk. We're not gonna speak in hyperbole. I mean, we could do whatever. Like we could do a
radio show if you want.
We could do it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's whatever. You can call in. Like I said, 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. We can talk. Like I'm listening. I'm hearing everything. But I'm telling you now, I'm on edge. And it's not just with the 49ers losing. I need you. Is Stephen A. or somebody in? Have a take, don't suck. You call in here, you talking to me, you better be on your game because I'm on edge.
Kenny's going to fade you guys today?
Yeah, that might be the case. I'm on edge. Don't come to me saying something stupid. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. How are you doing today, Jesse?
I'm doing great. Dolphins beat the Patriots. We're having a good old day.
That was crazy, bro.
It was disgusting.
I said, come on, man. They ain't going to lose to the Patriots. Luckily, they didn't. I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of football. I took the train yesterday. That was pretty cool. That was dope. Took the train yesterday. And, you know, I was like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? Let me watch some of the Red Zone. Didn't really get a chance to. Got there early. Didn't really see everything that I wanted to see. But I did have my eye on that one. And I said, come on, man.
It was disgusting. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, we won it. It was kind of like a sigh of relief. All right, let's go eat or something like that.
But that was a J.W.
Come on. JWTDG. Just win the damn game. That's all it was. Now we're a game out of first for the division. That's all it was.
There you go, man. There you go. And you know what? The Niners need that on Thursday. They needed it yesterday. I really didn't care what was going on in that game as far as how it looked and all this other stuff. You just win the game. That's all I was looking for. And they weren't able to do it. And they've got some issues they got to take care of, man. They definitely have to reevaluate the way they go about things as a team, coaching staff, everybody in that locker room. They've got to reevaluate some things.
Yeah, they definitely got real issues right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just getting started. Like I said, I want to hear from you guys. Jesse, he rocking with me today. We got James Ham coming on at 3. Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, hit us up, 916-909-1320. I'll ask you this simple question. What is the biggest area of concern for the 49ers right now? I know mine. And I know how to fix it. That's the thing. Will it get fixed? I don't know.
I got one where I don't know if you can fix it.
I got one of those, too. I don't know if it's the same. We'll see. But I want to know from all my people listening all across Sacramento, if you're on the Odyssey app and you're in Baltimore or Staten Island or Orlando, Florida, hit me up, 916-909-1320. If you're in the chatty house, put your comments in the chatty house. If you're watching on YouTube and all this other stuff, do that as well. I want to hear from y'all, but I'm telling you right now, I'm on edge. Proceed with caution because the Niners are 2-3. They lost another 10-point lead, and I've got to hear 5 hours of ridiculousness before I came in here. So I'm on edge. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. D-Lo and KC, my main man, Jesse, holding it down while D-Lo is on Space Mountain. It's D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's number one sports leader. So, you know, in the running the board, he playing this act two, day to day, which I was listening to over the weekend. One of Drake's best features of all time, him getting on this remix. So he's trying to lift my spirits up, I guess, you know.
What the producer does.
Because he didn't know that's what I was listening to over the weekend. And I was like, damn, Drake bodied this remix. It's crazy, and trying to make me feel better about it. But no, it's not going to work because the Niners are 2-3. The Niners are 2-3, Jesse.
Yeah, Raiders are 2-3, too.
Well, they are. We'll get to them. We'll get to the Raiders. We'll get to Major League Baseball playoffs. We might get to this thing with the Kings. An interesting article. It just kind of made me scratch my head a little bit. But we got a lot to get to. But we're not leaving the 49ers just yet. I told everybody before the break, I want to hear from you. Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. I want to hear what you got to say. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you think is the biggest problem with the 49ers right now. But also, like I said, I'm on edge. Have a take, don't suck. So we'll see if Trevor's ready. Trevor, what's good, man?
Hey, what's up? I'm going to be completely honest. I don't know exactly what the biggest problem with the 49ers is, but I can tell you it's not Kyle Shanahan. And my biggest thing for that is that he has put his team in a position to win games, even the big ones. And I know we say, Shanahan screws up these big games, but did Shanahan overthrow Emmanuel Sanders in the 2020 Super Bowl? I don't think he did. Did Shanahan drop the interception in the NFC title game against the Rams? I don't think he did. Did Shanahan tear his ACL or need Tommy John surgery in the middle of an Eagles championship game? I don't think so. Was it Shanahan's foot that hit the punt return that could have potentially led to a game-sealing drive against the Chiefs? It's these little tiny things that happen with certain players that ruin the 49ers' chances. It's not what Shanahan's doing. He puts his team in a position to win, and somehow, some way, it's the team that lets him down.
I appreciate you, Trevor. Now I want to say this. Kyle Shanahan is not without fault.
He gets blamed because this is the second time for sure that we've seen this already this season.
Yeah. Now, but it's
not solely
it's one
on
of those
him,
things
though.
Where what he does is he calls the play, and then it's out of his hands at that point. Now, is it the right play or whatever the case? I don't know. I mean, Kyle Shanahan, I do look at him, and I look at him as some type of offensive genius and all this other stuff, the things that people try to put on him. And you can't be going 1-6 in the red zone in a game like yesterday.
Yeah.
You can't. And when you talk about touchdowns, they were 1-6 touchdown-wise in the red zone yesterday. That can't happen. You've got to find a way to punch the ball into the end zone. And as the star play caller that you are, I'm looking at you like, hey, come on now, dial something up.
There's a point where Kyle can call whatever he wants, but whether it's the right or not, like, you got to get results at some point, and they're just not getting it at all.
Yeah. So he's not without blame. But like Trevor said, and appreciate you for calling in, Trevor, there are things that you get to before you get to Kyle Shanahan being the problem. Let's hear from my guy, Manny. Manny on the line. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, Manny?
Manny.
What up? Hey, just calm down, bro.
Manny, I'm just trying to make sure you enjoy the wins, bro. Our team's always been in the dumps. I'm just trying to remind you. Just trying to remind you, Manny.
Hey, I love his progression. I don't get too high on the win because it is the Panthers, but I did enjoy the win.
Good.
So, yeah, it was a good one for them.
But talking about the Niners, like I talked about this with Kyle last week about, it just seems like this year it's just hard for them to – I understand there's injuries, but it goes beyond that. Like, I always worried at the beginning of the year if this was going to be the year where it just – everybody has that year, even if you're a good team, where it just doesn't click, things go wrong. It's the little things that happen to go wrong, little injuries, and it seems like that's their trajectory. But I'm not too worried either. Like, I think there's a long way to go to right the ship, but – it's got to start soon because you got to have these kind of wins. Like, it's not just the fact that they lost; it's holding those leads and being able to like just keep the flow going. You know what I'm saying? And
I don't think
it's Shanahan. Like, I don't think he's the issue necessarily. I think it's a little bit of everything that needs improvement.
I agree with you, Manny, and appreciate you for calling in, Manny. And this is the thing about the game of football and who's at fault and all this other stuff. There are so many different jobs that need to be done on every single play. Pointing out one person and saying they're at fault is absolutely ridiculous.
That's, like you said earlier, Skip Bayless, is hot take type stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, going off of what Manny said right now too, the 49ers have been the elite of the elite for the last 4 or 5 years or whatever. Like, at some point, that just wasn't going to be the case. And yeah. I think we're just seeing that right now.
It happens. It happens. Like, nobody's going to – I shouldn't say nobody. I'm sure there are teams in history. I mean, the Chiefs are doing it right now. You know, I was looking back. The Colts used to always do it. You know, they were 11, 12, 13 wins, you know, like for 6, 7, 8 straight seasons. And those things happen. But there are also times when – you just have a down year. You have a 9-7 year. Obviously, you can't do that now. But, you know, those things happen. That may be where this 49ers team is going, you know, where you've had to have a couple of cap casualties. Eric Armstead looks like a big loss right now. You know, you got injuries to Dre Greenlaw. Looks like a big loss right now. You've got injuries, obviously, to Christian McCaffrey. You got injuries to Javon Hargrave. Looks like a big loss right now. And it just that what they always say, the engine just don't turn over. It just doesn't turn over. You try to start the car, the engine just doesn't turn over. And that may be what's going on right here with the 49ers. But I said before the break, I feel like I know what the problem is. And I know what needs to be fixed. You said you might feel the same way. I'm going to let you rock first, Jesse. What's the 49ers problem?
Well, I just think my concern with them is that they're just not good enough to be Super Bowl contenders this year. I haven't given up on them winning the division this season or anything like that, but I'm not sure, like, I think it was Omar Simpson in the chat said they need CMC to get right, in my opinion. I don't think you throw CMC in there and it's like, all right, Niners are back or anything like that. I think they kind of got to work through their issues right now, but it's not going to be something where it's like, kind of like I said, the last few seasons were like, all right, the Niners are back. Because I kind of thought that too, watching yesterday the first half. They're leading the game the whole time, kind of in control. It's like, all right, Niners figured it out. And it's like, no, they still got some kind of the same problems they did against the Rams or even the Vikings and stuff like that. So I think right now my biggest concern is I don't know if they're going to be able to get back to being like true Super Bowl contenders. I think they can win the division, but it's just their issues. I'm not sure what they're going to fix this season.
I hear you. So there's two things. There's three things that I really look at and I say, this is a problem, and I don't know. They've got to fix it, number one. Or, let me run that back. There's two things. There's two issues. And I say, I look at them, I say it's a problem. One of them absolutely can be corrected. The other one, I don't know. First one, you've got to take care of the football. All this griping about Kyle Shanahan, all the play calling, he can't win big games or whatever the case may be. If you don't turn the ball over three times in the second half when you're up 10.
It's one of the simplest rules in the game.
Take care of the football. Take care of the football. Brock Purdy, I'm sitting there watching the game. The 49ers are up 23-10. They've got the ball. I'm feeling good or whatever the case may be. And Purdy tries to, do some stuff, throws the ball, whatever the case may be. It gets tipped up, picked off, whatever the case may be. Like, man, the Cardinals in about four or five plays don't really do too much, kick a field goal. And I look at the score, and we're halfway through the third quarter. I'm like, man, it's only a 10-point game. Feels like the 49ers have dominated this game. Feels like they've been in control. And I'm sitting here like, I'm telling my mom, I said, they need to score another touchdown. They need to score a touchdown. And obviously at that point, I'm thinking touchdown because field goal's out of the question because Moody's gone.
He's done.
So I'm like, yo, they got to score a touchdown. It's only a 10-point game right now. And sure enough, they don't score another touchdown. They get the ball back up by two, I guess it was. Yeah, because they end up losing by one. They end up getting by two. Yo, march the ball down. Take some time off this clock. Get in the end zone. Hell of a drive. They're moving the ball. They get inside the 10. And Jordan Mason, who's been fantastic, he's not a problem. He's done a great job as a fill-in. You got to take care of football in that situation. Like, they are moving the ball. As a matter of fact, it was first down. And not only am I looking at this situation and saying, get into the end zone, but they had got, I think the play before that was a third down conversion to George Kittle. And it was like, cool. Like, you got the first down or whatever the case may be. We about to take another 2.5 minutes off the clock right here. Because I thought, even in that situation, you're in four down territory. You're inside the 10. Yeah, you're in Wisnowski's range or whatever the case may be. But it's like, yo, you need a touchdown to win this game.
You need to kill the game.
Yeah, four down territory, inside the 10. Like, let's do it. First play on first down, Jordan Mason fumbles the ball. And at that point, I said, they're going to lose this game.
There's no momentum at that point.
I said, they're about to lose. And I felt that way before that drive two, on that Cardinals drive two, because of problem number two. Their defense is not it right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's very specific. The defensive line is terrible right now. Terrible. And this is where I talk about, like I said, you talk about Kyle Shanahan and all this other stuff, and I get it. Like, there's certain things that he deserves blame for as well. But I pulled this up looking at that second half again, and it's how I knew the game was over. In the fourth quarter, Jesse, this ain't right. In the fourth quarter, I want to pull this up because I want to be exact. The Cardinals ran, where is it at? The Cardinals ran 27 plays in the fourth quarter on Sunday. 27 plays. Only two of those plays, two of the 27 plays.
I feel like you got something right here. What is it?
Were third down plays.
Yeah, you had no chance. They're gashing dominated. On first and second down at every point.
Two of the 27 plays were third down plays.
You had no chance.
One of the three of the 27 plays were third or fourth down plays. They converted on two of three of those plays. They were getting dominated. And that's just the fourth quarter. After the initial punt to start the second half, the 49ers defense was food. It was absolute food. Connor was probably averaging 6-7 yards a rush. Every play was got the first down. He gets 6-7 yards. Now we're on second and third. They get another 5 yards. They were getting dominated. And that is something I don't know if it can be fixed.
You think it's a talent issue, or you think it's they've had three different defensive coordinators over the years? Like, it's kind of a rotating door at this point with what they got. You think it's just kind of caught up to them?
I think you're missing Armstead. You're missing Hargrave now. And I think you're light up front. And I think, I don't know if that gets fixed. I think it is a talent situation. Because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you blitz more or whatever the case may be. But now you talk about the secondary and the linebackers maybe having to cover or whatever, because your best blitzing linebacker is Fred Warner. So you're going to blitz him and put Campbell out in coverage again? We saw him get cooked against the Rams.
He was not good yesterday.
So I think more than Sorensen and all this other stuff, I think it's a personnel issue. That's why I don't think it could get fixed. If it was a scheme thing, like I looked at Steve Wilks last year, and it was like, hey, we need you to change up your scheme or come down out of the booth or whatever the case may be, because we have the players. We've got the guys. You just need to change a little something up, and boom, we'll take off. And to a certain degree, that's kind of what happened. They were a little suspect in the playoffs in that Lions game and all this other stuff. And a little bit in the Green Bay game. But you were able to fix that. This one, I think, is a personnel issue, and I don't know if that gets fixed.
Yeah, because I don't think you traded for anyone at this point. It's going to make a massive difference. No. And honestly, the way you indirectly fix this is the offense just has to be better at this point. I kind of turn towards Brock Purdy, and it might not be fair, but it's kind of like he has to not put the team on his back, because you got Debo and all those guys there, but the offense as a whole just has to figure it out at this point. It's on them to figure it out. And Brock Purdy, he's going to get paid next season, and you're supposed to be the guy. And like I said, it's kind of unfair because I think he's a great quarterback and all that, but he's kind of just got to put the team on his back right now.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the offense mainly.
That's what it comes down to.
Because if this is what the defense is, then you have no shot unless you're scoring 30 a game, probably around there like you have before.
Which is kind of crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's Brock's bar. That's Kyle Shanahan's bar. Is now it's turned into, and what you're saying isn't off. And I think a lot of people are saying that, you're just going to have to outscore. You're going to have to win in a shootout every week. It's kind of crazy to ask those offensive guys, that's what you got to do to win.
It's crazy, but, I mean, top 10 quarterback. Like, it's just kind of Debo and Ayuk are one of the better wide receiver combos. Mason's been running the ball. It's kind of like, you have the guys. Like, what they've been doing too lately has not been good enough.
Well, also, here's the other thing, though. Like, what they've been doing is just simply not executing in the most crucial moments.
Uh-huh.
You had 23 points yesterday. Obviously, one of them was a block field goal for a touchdown. So the offense accounted for 16 points or whatever the case may be. But they didn't punt in the second half. That's another frustrating thing about it. So your offense is doing stuff. You're working. You're doing some things or whatever the case may be. And I know Moody was out, so that changes. You just want to talk about Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. Look, all the people that want me to criticize Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, I'll do it right now. I don't know what we're doing on 4th and 23 when you know you don't have a kicker and you got to go for it on 4th and 23, and we're throwing a little 5-yard seam route to George Kittle. What the hell was that? What are we doing?
At that point, you kind of probably just gave up on the drive, honestly.
Throw the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, you'd figure.
Throw the ball in the end zone. At the very least, it's a touchback. You know you're not kicking it. It's a touchback or whatever the case may be. But what are we thinking?
Yeah, I've never really understood coaches doing that, taking the screen on like 3rd and 15 or whatnot.
And I don't know who's playing. I don't know who that is. I have to imagine, unlike other people that listen and watch these games, I'm not going to insult these head coaches' intelligence. I can't imagine Kyle Shanahan saying, we're going to run this play, just throw it 5 yards down the field, and we don't care if we get the first down. maybe, if you want to play devil's advocate, maybe he says, hey, get the ball to your playmakers and see if they can break some tackles and make some plays to get the first down. Maybe that. But, yeah, if he does that, I disagree.
I mean, maybe he's playing a field position game at that point.
Maybe.
Incomplete pass means they're down right there, but rather you, I don't know.
Maybe, like, a borderline, just get Wisnowski out there and have him cough and kick it. Just have him do that from 28 yards out. Have him do that. You might have a better shot at getting them down to the two. Now, look, maybe that's the case too, right? Like, maybe you complete it, you don't get the first down, but you get them at the five or something like that. But once again, I disagree with that. You've got to score. It's fourth and 23. Throw the ball into the end zone. Maybe you get a PI. Maybe they actually catch it. If they pick it off, maybe they step 2 feet out or 2 yards out of the end zone and you pin them that way or whatever the case may be. There was, to me, there was no upside to that play from Brock or Kyle Shanahan's perspective. And it's just they've gotta execute. That's what it comes down to.
That, staying on execution and all that, and going back to what I said, that's why I don't think asking them to score around 30 a game is crazy, because it's like, just don't turn the ball over. If they don't turn the ball over in the second half and they're playing good, clean football, they probably do that. They have the guys. Like, they have the guys. You can do that. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible. I don't think it's asking too much. It's asking too much for, say, the Denver Broncos to go out and score 25 or 30 or whatever. They did it against the Raiders, I think, yesterday. But you get my point.
Right.
It's the denser team or whatever. But they just need to clean it up themselves. I don't think the season's lost or gone or anything like that. Like I said, I don't know about them winning the Super Bowl this year. But as far as the division and all that, like, I don't think it's too far gone. It's just a matter of you have to clean up your mistakes.
That's it, man. You got to play cleaner football, and they have not played clean football. And I remember it was the 2021 season, maybe. I don't know. It was the year that they got into the playoffs in the last game of the season, and they made a little run. I remember we were having these same conversations, just so you remember it. The Niners were struggling early. I think they might have been as bad as 3-5 or whatever. And you said, like, what is the issue? This team just ain't got it or whatever. I said, no, it's not that. There are simple fixes before you determine whether or not they don't have it. They couldn't take care of the football. They were losing. Every time they lost the turnover battle, they would lose. And they couldn't get off the field on third down. I remember Josh Norman was around. It was always some stupid PI or something like that on third down, extend the drives, all this other stuff. And they couldn't overcome that. I see the same things right now. The only difference is defensively, I don't know if you can fix their issues with being able to stop the run. Like I said, that number, when I looked that up yesterday and saw that, it just in the fourth quarter alone, the Cardinals were running 27 plays and only two of them got to third down. Like that's, I don't even know. I couldn't even find exactly what it was, but that sounds like 6-7 yards a pop.
You mentioned stopping the run, that being an issue. How much does that scare you come postseason time? Because that's sort of like we talked, that's the name of the game. You need to run the football and do all that stuff. Like, you think they're a team that can kind of sustain if that's still an issue?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like I said, the answer to that, and Sorensen and the guys in that locker room, they're going to have to decide whether, you know, we're going to step up and just play better, or it's going to be a situation where, you know, maybe it's more blitzing. You know, maybe it's more bringing five or six or something like that and to stop the run and all this other stuff. And, yeah, I don't know.
I think it's unfair, but like I said, it's just my attention turns to the offense. It's on you guys now.
No, that's, I mean,
right or wrong, it's like they got to get it done, because the defense, I don't think you're going to be able to count on them unless they just figure something out miraculously.
100%. And that's just the nature of the beast, whether it's fair or not. That's the nature of the beast. And when you go to the offense, you've got to look at a situation, and this also falls on Kyle. This falls on Brock. 1 of 6 on touchdowns in the red zone this past Sunday. It can't happen. You got to punch it in.
If you're going to be elite, that's not going
to
work.
No. You're doing the work to get down to those positions in the red zone. You got to punch it in. I thought Kyle should have went for, and mind you, I've, you know, no Luke Walton here. Got to watch the tape. You know, I was watching the game live, got back late. I didn't get a chance to rewatch the game, so I'm going to watch the tape a little bit. But I thought at the, was it the end of the half? I don't know. They were fourth and goal on like the 2. I don't think it was the end of the half. I think it was the drive before that. And Kyle ended up kicking a field goal. I said,
it's 2 yards.
Come on, man. Punch it in. Punch it in.
You have the guys to do that too. That's what's frustrating. You have the guys to do it.
Yeah. Punch it in. I want you to go for that, right? And this is what I always talk about. Play the game, not the results. Because if I'm playing, and I'll tell you what I mean by that is, if I'm playing the results, which I think maybe Kyle Shanahan did in that situation, I'm looking at the game in Minnesota where it was fourth and goal at the two, and we didn't get it, and it set us back, and it was a missed opportunity to get points and all this other stuff. And now I'm, like, scared. I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to make the same mistake. Last time I was here, you know, I kicked the field goal. And you want to learn from your mistakes too, right? Like, you don't always want to make the same mistakes. I don't think that was the time. I thought in that situation, no, I'm going to continue to be aggressive. I'm going to continue to try to get seven here and put points on the board that way.
Well, it's a lot different too when you're going up against Minnesota's defense rather than Arizona's. So I don't think anyone going into that game and leaving that game too is like, oh yeah, Arizona has a top tier defense or anything like that. It's a lot more different.
Right. And to be fair, at that time, that was in the first quarter of the second week of the season. I don't think, maybe Kyle and them didn't know. I don't think we knew Minnesota's defense was what it was.
Yeah.
So we're like, it's just Minnesota. Like, just go for it. Like, do what you got to do. So I looked at that situation, and I thought that was playing scared. And I didn't like that in real time. But you've got to be better in the red zone.
Do you think Kyle has an issue of being too conservative at times? I feel like that's something I've seen from 49ers fans over the years as far as issues they've had with him. Do you think he has that issue where he just sometimes needs to get out of his own way and, like, just go for it? Not, like, go for it on fourth and two, but just more so just don't be conservative.
I mean, people who criticize Kyle Shanahan, man, they don't know what they want. they don't know. They have no idea what they want because they'll say that. And they'll be like, oh, he's running the ball. He's being too conservative. And then Brock throws seven of the first eight times last. Run the ball. What are you doing, Kyle? Run the ball.
Yeah.
They don't know what they want.
So damned if you damned if you
don't. Yeah, they don't know what they want. I think in general, I think there are times where on those fourth down plays, he does get a little conservative and gets a little unimaginative because, you know, he's got all these plays in his disposal and he'll run Juszczyk up the middle, you know, and that's, no, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I got you.
Like, give me that wheel out, roll out joint, the fake reverse, the Debo, you know, come back to, what was it in Seattle a couple years ago, the double screen where Kittle's down. Give me that. You know, draw, give me your best play in that situation. That's where I think he gets conservative sometimes. But like I said, when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, these people, they don't know what they want half the time. They don't know what that, but it's whatever.
It's always tough where you just haven't reached the top of the mountain yet. He's done everything but win the Super Bowl, and that's just going to warp your mind as a sports fan, I feel like.
Simple as that. Simple as that. I did talk about it, and we had two people call in, Jesse, and they didn't get ran off. I didn't yell at them.
Oh, they were cool.
Oh, it was good.
You were cool as well.
Look, I just want to hear from the people. I've warned you already. I am on edge. But I want to hear from the people, man. I want to hear from the people on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320. You tell me what the biggest issue for the 49ers is, and we'll see if we can nail this down. Also, we're going to come right back. I'm going to give you an update on my panic meter, and I'm going to tell you why the panic meter is where it's at for the 49ers. So we got a lot to talk about. Like I said, we still got to get into the Raiders. We got to get into the NFL in general. I got a hot take in college football that I've been waiting a week to talk about, so we'll get into that. And then James Hamm coming on at 3. I got my main man, Jesse Tapia. I got my main man, Joe Brazil, on the boards. D-Lo riding Space Mountain, having Louis Vuitton bags and, you know, all this stuff. Just having a good old time.
You're just living the life just while we're over here in studio,
just
too.
Just grinding. We just grinding. But it's all good, man. It's D-Lo and KC. It's ESPN 1320 in Sacramento's number one sports station. D-Lo and KC here. No D-Lo. Just KC and my main man, JT. Jesse Tapia.
They're out there living it up in Disneyland.
And, you know, just doing this thing, man. Goodness gracious. You know, just one day I want to be like D-Lo when I grow up.
Honestly, you know, like,
I
mean,
when I grow up, that's what I strive to be.
Yeah. Shout out Damian Barley. Yeah. He's out there. Teacup rides, yeah, Space Mountain. Yeah.
What's the other ride there? They got
Guardians of the Galaxy at California Adventure. That one's fire. I wonder if he was on that one.
I've never been.
It's
to
like the drop zone type.
Yeah, I won't.
That's not your bag or what?
No,
it's not as bad as the drop zone. It's not Great America drop zone, but like it's along the like the same family.
Did I ever tell you the story of me getting on drop zone? I'm sure I did. It's been 4 years.
I think vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll tell it again for somebody who hasn't listened. So I'm on my date with my now wife early on. Like, this was like, I was still in college, so maybe first handful of dates or whatever the case may be. We go to Great America. And I tell her straight up, I was like, yo, I don't do all the crazy rides and all this other stuff. I've ridden all the rides here except for Drop Zone. Not my bag. I don't do that, man. I don't do all that. Like, I've been on Top Gun. I've been on Vortex, all this other stuff. Drop Zone is where I draw the line. She's like, well, I plan on getting on Drop Zone. I was like, all right, well, have fun when you go
good
do
luck.
That. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, put my foot down. This ain't when gonna happen. So night goes on. We're having a good night or whatever the case may be. Well, mind you, you know, I'm still trying to impress this young lady. You know, I'm still trying to, you know, appeal to her. So we get to the part of the fair or the amusement park where Drop Zone is. She's like, all right, I'm about to go get on Drop Zone. And it's at night too, or whatever the case may be. She's like, I'm about to get on Drop Zone. I said, all right, man, I'll be here waiting. It's good. And she's like, all right, I'll see you. And she goes through the little line. It wasn't a long line at all. She just goes through the little line, and I'm just kind of sitting there for a little bit, and I'm like, dang, I'm out here looking like a sucker, man. This girl getting on Drop Zone.
The thing, like, you kind of have to.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here holding a flamingo stuffed animal.
You got the sweater over the arm, yeah, right next to the railing.
I'm out here looking like a sucker, man. I said, that's when the ego came into play. I said, nah, they ain't gonna have me out here looking like no sucker, man. All right, man, I'm gonna go do this, man. It's a ride, man. It ain't even that high up. It ain't nothing, man. It ain't nothing. So I said, no, no, I'm coming. I'm getting on Drop Zone. So I get on Drop Zone, and I go up to the top. Drop Zone, or excuse me, Great America is in Santa Clara.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear to you, I saw the Tower Bridge from up there. I saw the damn Tower Bridge. I said, what am I doing up here?
Yeah.
Why is this so high? And how did I let my ego get to the point where I'm in this situation that I don't like at all?
Bro, that's at the point where you're just kind of on the ride, you're kind of talking to yourself like, oh, I'm going to be okay, it's going to be okay, we're all right, it's all right, just a ride or whatever, just freaking out.
I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
Do the ride or whatever, go through it. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. Like, I ain't doing that no more. So, mind you, about a year or two ago, we go to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. And, you know, it's me. It's, Ryan wasn't born yet. So I don't even think she was pregnant with Ryan. So it was me, Reese, and Jazz. And, you know, they're like, yeah, we riding on the rides. I'm like, all right, you guys know how it is with me. Like, I'll sit here, whatever. It's nothing. So they're like, no, we riding on the rides. So then they get to Superman. And they're like, we riding on the ride. We getting on Superman right now. And now, 20 years later, being an established vet in this league, I said, you guys go ahead. Get on Superman. I'm going to sit right here.
That's exactly.
I'm going to sit right here.
You've been in the game for a while. You're good.
You need me to hold anything? You want me to hold your drink? You want me to hold your sweater? What you want me to hold?
Matter of fact, you want me to get you a drink while you wait in line?
I have one waiting for you when you get here.
There's Dippin' Dots down there.
We're not doing that again. I'm not getting on that ride. And they were scared to death when they got on. They looked like they saw a ghost when they come off that ride. I said, I told you.
You want
to
be tough?
I told you I should have got on that ride. Yeah. So I done learned my lesson. I ain't getting on Drop Zone, and I ain't getting on that Superman or the one at Magic Mountain, because the one at Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain rides are insane.
That one is.
I got stories I won't even tell on the radio.
Oh, no, I ain't getting on that. That's not my bag. That's not my bag.
That was me when I first started dating Crystal with Scary Movies. Mm. Scary Movies was not my bag at all. Yeah. Like, oh, we're going to go with friends. Where do you want to come? Yeah, okay. Have me driving home at night. No cars anywhere, but I'm just afraid to look left because something's going to jump out at me. We made it.
Y'all made it. And then look, in a couple years, you'd be like, well, go watch that movie yourself.
Yeah.
That's not my bag. Although scary movies don't really bother me. Scary movies aren't that scary anymore.
I can't watch certain kinds of scary movies. Like, there's just some things I can't mess with.
You know me after, like I said, after working for me for all these years, you know, I don't do gory. Right?
Yeah.
So I don't do Saw. Right, like that's what bothers me. Uh-huh. Like, not the ghost jumping out or whatever. Like I'm not doing all that stuff. But the actual, like, it's supposed to be scary. Like, nah, I'm cool. Because don't they have a commercial right now for when it's out with like a family?
I think so. Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a scary. Like, I'll watch that.
I can't do the movies where they're possessing stuff and stuff like that. I'm not even messing with that.
It's a little different. So, that's all. Talking scary movies and scary rides here to shield us from the 49ers blowing yet another 10-point fourth quarter lead. I was right there. I was right next to Drop Zone yesterday and saw them blow this damn lead.
Should have yelled at Kyle to call better plays or something.
Should have. And look, I asked you guys to call, you know, El Grove Kia talk line 916-909-1320. Tell myself and Jesse what the biggest issue with the 49ers is right now. And we got a couple calls. Matter of fact, we got one call right now. Hey, look, this goes. So hold on. Before we even get to the call, this goes into the things that I'll be talking about, Jesse.
I don't know. I
said, Niners win. You know what I mean? Niners win all these games. They win in the playoffs. I don't be hearing from nobody. Don't nobody text me, good game, or, oh, KC, man, congratulations. All of a sudden, they don't tell me nothing. But when they lose, everybody come out the woodworks. And here is the main guy coming out the woodworks, Stanley. Stanley, what's good, man? What's good, Stanley?
I'll tell you what's good. First of all, I took Saturday off, went to Berkeley with a couple of my work friends, and we were there.
That's a good look.
We watched the Miami Hurricanes.
I forgot he liked Miami, too.
A 25-point deficit in the fourth quarter, and the Cal Bears. I'm still hoarse. And now, on top of that, it was perfect because not only I come back here Sunday, and you know what? The Cowboys win, and the 49ers get smoked.
Stanley, is it?
That's perfect.
Stanley, first of all, don't leave him yet. I mean, if he ain't hanging up. Stanley, this is why I ain't heard from you, because how many weekends have you had that happen? Miami wins, the Cowboys win, and the Niners lose. It's been about a year and a half.
You asked, one of the questions that you asked previously was, what's the 49ers' biggest problem?
Yes.
I don't know what the 49ers' biggest problem is, but I know what it's going to be in a couple of weeks. Their biggest problem is going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, they talking. Stanley, I can't wait. Stanley, I'm glad to hear from you. Shout out to the U. I forgot you are a Miami fan. Shout out to the U. I'm glad you got a chance to go see that, man. Shout out to you on that one, Stanley. Stanley. Now the Cowboys fans, you know, man, I did watch that game. Usually, Niners lose, we ain't watching no football. Football's done. But I was on the train for hours. The game got started late because of a tsunami or something.
Yeah, it was like a thunderstorm.
Pittsburgh. So I did watch that game. Dak made some nice throws. When Dak needed to make some throws late in that game, specifically one throw, he made it. And salute to him, but Cowboys, I don't know what's going to happen when they play the Niners.
Who knows
what happens with the Niners in that time.
I got to give props to Stanley because he's made that. Cowboys are going to whip the 49ers ass call about three times since the show is been going on. Hopefully Stanley gets this one. But shout out Stanley. Stanley always shows up, though. I'll say that. Stanley. Shout out Stanley. He always shows up.
That's a legend. Shout out Stanley. And Polo L in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House talking about Stanley cooking. Man, don't encourage this dude. He ain't cooking out here.
Stanley's always cooking. Like I said, Joe texts like, this guy's coming in kind of hot. You guys want him? Yeah, Stanley's always good.
Joe, was that your first time ever hearing Stanley? Was that your introduction to Stanley?
That was my introduction to Stanley. Yeah, I did not know about him until now. Now I do.
Stanley, that dude, man. Stanley
certified.
He been calling in the Sacramento radio for had to be 20 years or whatever the case may be. And the guy he used to go, round for round with, Pauls, he gone. So now Stanley be calling me.
Stanley's talking undisputed crazy. Champ.
Yeah, he talking crazy. Look here. Niners got one game. They got to go one game at a time. They got issues. All right, they can't be looking ahead to anybody. But I can. I'm not playing. Stanley, I better hear from you on that Monday morning, on that Monday at noon after that 49ers-Cowboys game, because we all know how that's going. We all know how that's going to go down. So, Stanley, I better hear from you. That's all I'm saying.
I'm learning about the Stanley lore in the chat. Cause like I said, I've been in Sacramento about 9 years or so, but I'm not too familiar with the old school Sac radio stuff or whatever. Yeah, so I'm learning in the chat.
Look, you hear. I'll salute. I'll tip my hat right here. You know, you ever heard me say Barry Lamar Bonds, aka the straw that stirs the drink?
Yeah.
That is a direct ripoff of Stanley. Stanley would call in, and somebody would talk crazy about Barry Bonds, and he would say, "You show some respect to Barry Lamar Bonds, aka the straw that stirs the drink," and he was spot on. And Stanley is a legend. I don't say that lightly.
Yeah,
he is a Sacramento radio, sports radio call-in legend.
Yeah, like Omar Simpson says, just say Danny Fortson, Jesse. I'm familiar with Danny Fortson and Bobby Huggins. Like, I know about them.
Did you ever see Danny Fortson play? Do you know Danny Fortson was a Celtic, wasn't he, at one point?
Maybe.
That might have been.
My introduction to Danny Fortson was Stanley. Stanley comes in one time, he's like, yeah, you know what the Kings need? they need Danny Fortson. I was like, is he available? How much did you get paid last year?
Danny Fortson has to be. Let me look. Danny Fortson, I think, is probably 50 years old. He was a big bruiser, bruising type player at Cincinnati. Went to the NBA. Didn't do much of anything in the NBA. But he was like, how do I describe this? This isn't exactly his game, but he was like Drew Timmy. You know how Drew Timmy was like really good in the NBA, and he was like, in college.
Yeah, I was like, wait, we're still on the same plan.
He was really good in college, and he was like bigger and all this other stuff, getting a little sloppy. That's how Danny Fortson was. Like, he was just a big bully, and in college he was really good, and then in the NBA he was going up against other men, and it just
You know, shout out to Danny Fortson. If you're out there listening, just know someone else is still telling your legend to this day.
Hey man, somebody believes in you, and his name is Stanley in Sacramento. So big ups to Stanley. We gonna talk, man. I'm anxious to get this college football take off, man. So I
college football's been cooking, and that's not even my bag either.
All right, man. Okay.